it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Welcome.
Because we're better late than never. It's Wicked Wednesday.
Wicked Wednesday.
Kind of a wicked week.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Amy.
I'm Kevin.
Wow. I'm sorry. Before we came on air and we're a little late. Yeah, things keep going on. It's like,
oh my gosh. And then, hey, you're live.
Yeah. We're still talking.
Here's everything that's going on.
We're still talking. Yeah.
And action. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're still in that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
So we are out of. I forgot what I was going to say now. We're out of words today.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Mercury is no longer in retrograde.
Yay.
So
we can talk again, finally. Yes,
we have a new moon in Taurus. I think I'm correct in that. Friday. So, you know, if anyone's interested in that. But anyway, I am. Anyway, I'm having a moment. Like, I'm still trying to process what just happened. But, like, so sending out some good energy to folks right now, because this seems to be kind of an interesting energy. Okay. So, anyway, let's get into it. Like, did we get a porch trap this week?
No porch trap this week.
This is very disappointing.
It is. I canceled it for this week because they didn't have trout.
I would, too. I mean, this is the... audacity.
Yeah. They have plenty of salmon, which is just a big ass trout. So why not trout?
Yeah. Maybe it's just not trout season.
I don't know. You can freeze it. That's what freezers are for.
Right. But if they're sending it to you, isn't it fresh or like flash
super frozen?
Fresh.
Yeah.
Or...
No, it's fresh.
So
maybe that's why. So stay tuned.
To trout time.
Yes.
I don't know when trout.
Yeah.
Season is, but not knowledgeable in the trout department. When is trout season?
Oh, I don't know that.
See?
I just know how to catch them. Trout season is toward fall, winter time, believe it or not.
Wow. So we're just coming out of trout season with no trout.
Yeah, you didn't even get some.
I didn't even get some.
They're more active in.
They're more active.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they weren't very
active. I went to trout camp.
I'm sorry, trout camp?
Did you get a certificate?
I did. And I got a whole fly rod and everything.
Wow.
I want to go to trout camp.
It's a lot of fun. You should.
I'm kind of serious. I want to go to trout camp.
It's a lot of fun, especially when you're like one of three girls and all the dudes are like, nah, you can't do this. And I outfly them all.
That's Devin, by the way.
Oh, hey. I was supposed to be an innocent bystander, but I popped in for trout time.
Because you're knowledgeable in the trout department, and the rest of us.
She knows her trout.
Yeah, she just told us they're more active in the winter.
Like, fallish winter time? Because they're more of, like, brook stream situation, and that's, good to know.
Wow.
That's what they told me.
She went to fly fishing camp.
Fly fishing camp. That's a story for a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks at me weird when I say that.
I went to band camp once.
I'm looking weird at you right now.
I know. So I wasn't looking.
Wow.
I got a certificate.
I did. I got all the gear and everything.
Did you get the waders?
Heck yeah. They don't fit anymore, but yeah. I have a picture. Oh gosh, yes, I do. Anyway, keep talking.
Continue on.
Continue.
I have to scroll through it because it's a while.
I just had a little.
So what about like paranormal stuff? You have anything going on?
You still at the house?
Yeah.
By the gross chick that was bothered by the gross chick?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I was not happy.
The ghost messed with gross chick?
She wasn't happy. She was there.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Didn't like it.
Wow.
Apparently everybody's got many names.
When she entered the house, it was like
everything
shifted. And it was like, and then we get the, there's nothing that ever happens in my room, ever. But it always messes with Natalia, my daughter. And it always just messes with we always hear and see. I'm so used to it, doesn't really bother me much, but it didn't seem like wasn't pissed off. It just seemed, I wanted to say agitated, but not angry. It was just like, why is this energy here? Annoyed. That's a better word. Yes. Wasn't.
And then
throwing stuff like it sometimes does, but.
No, but very annoyed. I mean, it was, you know, like, what are we doing?
Didn't you and Kyle see the apparition the other day?
Going
to the bathroom?
Bathroom.
Yeah. Her and Kyle saw it when I was building a desk.
Yeah.
And I came upstairs and they were both like.
We were in the living room and we were talking kind of like how we're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the you know, where the hallway is in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So he was looking that way, and I was looking towards him, and you could see that all of a sudden the door went all the way open, and it was because the light shined into the hallway. And we looked around because, you know, sometimes Mutt, you know, we're kind of waiting to see
My dog Mutt always goes in the bathroom and locks himself in there. So he'll go in, the door will shut behind him, and then he's like,
he just leaves out.
Crap, I'm stuck in here. So he just goes to sleep. And then you're looking for him, and you open. He always enters the bathroom. But no, he wasn't even in the house.
No, that's what I was half expecting.
Not to be in there.
But nobody, none of the dogs. I think, Moose was on the couch. Nobody was in there. So we kind of just looked, and then it shut, and we were like, okay. And then it opened.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is during that whole. Gross chick.
This was right before it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
A day or two before. Stuff like that happens all the time. Just sit in the house for a while. And you'll see things. I told you before, I say, excuse me, going in the hallway sometimes because it's standing in the hall. And then that crazy.
And you kind of have to walk. You just walk around. And you get used to it after a while. You just walk on by. And sometimes you do say, excuse me. You're just like, oh, sorry.
You just know
you feel like you ran into them. You're like, sorry. You know, it's like.
Why did you say that? Yeah, because you're walking with somebody, or they're standing there.
Yeah.
You always want to make yourself a little smaller
when
you're going down the hallway, and it's second nature now. But when the lady got there, we'll just call her the chick.
She
definitely was not a lady.
No.
Nothing ladylike about that.
She's not a lady.
That's
not a lady.
Exactly.
Wow.
But when she got there, the lights always flicker when I go into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And it doesn't matter. And they do it with you sometimes in there too. And she says, well, the lights were flickering. So I got on the counter. I was like, what? She's like, I got on the counter. And then she said, I unscrewed all the light bulbs and I screwed them all back in.
Thanks.
And she's like, and they came back on, but they were really flickering then. I was like, yeah, because you pissed it off. Why are you on my vanity? Why are you standing on my vanity working on my lights in my bathroom?
Yeah.
It doesn't like you.
Right.
Not a lady. Just go to the bathroom and leave and quit. No, we're not doing that. Anyway. So just
Jelly all the
No, that's yeah, not an on thing, but so, it just took me a long time to get rid of it. But that's all I'm going to say about that. But she would not get out of my bathroom, and it just really drove me a little nuts. And my daughter was like, she comes running out of the bathroom. She runs up to Amy and I. She goes, did either one of y'all go to the back? Because we just got home. And we were like, we haven't been in there. She's like, gross. And I was like, no, I don't know. And then you can't not know. It's pretty strong. Anyway, but that was an experience for the books.
Yeah.
I didn't know people existed like that.
It was something. Something. It was
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm really not either.
Yeah, it's kind of speechless. She seems like a decent person, but she's just got some pretty bad coping mechanisms. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Moving on.
Bless her heart. Yeah. But yeah, so the ghosts.
The ghosts.
Yeah. Bad when you talk about, you know, we're not talking about getting rid of the ghosts. We're talking about getting rid of someone
else. No, the ghost is harmless.
Absolutely. No, yeah. I don't ever feel like one of my other houses that was really extremely haunted. That was an absolute nightmare. Absolute nightmare. This one is just like, I had a friend when I was younger pass away, and my roommate seems to think it's him. And that would make sense to me. But,
could be. Yeah.
But it's not ominous. I told you that when y'all investigated that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm worried about it, but it was messing with Natalia a lot. But, definitely, she's here.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had the other way. And I'll take it.
You know the difference.
Just being there. That's fine. I can say, excuse me, go down the hall. I'll be polite. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing the whole.
That's a whole different energy.
Oh, that was pure. That was pure demon. Pure demon.
That was.
And I felt like no matter what you were doing in the house, it was standing right beside you, screaming at the top of its lungs, and you knew it. It was just like right there. It was. It was very intense, and I just hated that.
There's spiders.
House.
There were spiders
in every house. She got bit in the basement of that house, which we never went in because it was ridiculous. But when she was down there, it was very creepy. It was something out of a sci-fi movie. The whole basement was empty. And then down this like pretty wide hallway, there was this single antique love seat at the very end in the dark. And you just looked at it.
Fascinating. I
was given to me with the chest. That's what it came in with. But I didn't know that. I was just given free furniture, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
No.
We've got pictures of that. We've got Class A EVPs of that. We've got a lot of information on that thing. It was cool. I just couldn't wait to move. Because nothing we did really worked.
Yeah.
And Zaphis wanted the chest. But then I couldn't get it shipped, and then he talked to what did he say? He said you have to give it away, but you have to let him know about it. And then this guy came and got it because him and his girlfriend like haunted things, and they said that they want to talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
So they came and got the chest, and then six months, I can't remember. They broke up and like all this crazy stuff happened to them. And no returns, right? Because you have to bring it back. And,
it's yours now. Sorry.
You need to give it to somebody, but you have to tell them what it is.
That's what he said.
Give you the same advice I got.
Yep. You can't be like, oh, it's beautiful, it's a cedar chest, it's gorgeous. No.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
It's the background music that we have here.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That was our band.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That was great. Appreciate it. It was lovely. Followed up by the lovely sounds of Ohana.
Singing. She's the lead singer.
This was her, yeah.
But just giving her some.
Yeah, nothing's really been going on at my house. I mean, it's still in the back bedroom, my bedroom, over there, hallway, or not hallway, but the walk-in closet bathroom area. And still see it in the closet and all there. So I think it's something different.
Maybe it's gay.
Could be.
It just needs to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
It could be.
Just saying. I'll go home tonight and be like, dude.
It's okay.
But my luck, it's something like really bad that's in my closet. And I'm like, you can come out of the closet. And it's like, I think I will. No, crap. You're not gay.
Or you are. And bad things about that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. That's all right. Just please open the top drawer before you do anything.
Oh, my God.
So, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. This okay. Is, I'm scared now.
I'm scared now.
So,
thank you.
We are, we like our guest has been talking. We haven't even brought her on yet. But, when she comes in, we will bring her on. But we want to talk a little bit about, she's going to be doing readings at the Paracon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, looking forward to that.
Yes. She does amazing things. And she's a paranormal enthusiast, so to speak, as well, along with us. So, yeah.
Okay,
I'll
talk to Kevin tomorrow and
he'll
be like,
I'm so hurt. Yeah. To be like, I don't want to talk about it. I was up all night.
I'm having a hard time today.
Yeah, really.
I came out.
Am I gay now? Or?
I mean, yeah.
Did you like it? Maybe.
I'm not sure to be too gentle, but whatever.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
No.
I'm not inviting it out of the closet now. Thanks.
It might be too late.
Maybe just wrap yourself in a gay flag and just be like, it's fine, bro.
Or,
take what you want.
Wow. I don't think I'll do that.
Where's your sense of adventure?
You know.
Wow.
Okay. You ever had sex with a ghost? I mean, it could be awesome.
It might be.
Yeah. You know, there are those ladies that say that they marry these ghost pirates. Like, what the hell is really? Come on now.
No, one of them said they get pregnant or something. Listen, TLC bullshit. I'm sorry, I'm cussing, but
we cuss.
Yeah, you're allowed.
We're explicit.
In TLC bullshit where they were like marrying roller coasters and stuff like that. One of the things on the tail end of that was that she was married in love, fell in love with a ghost. I'm like, well, that's fine. And then she said, well, now we're pregnant. We're pregnant?
Wow.
We're pregnant. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not saying people are crazy, but I just.
I'm not saying they're not.
I'm not saying
they're not. Quacks like a duck, you know.
It's. Yeah. I mean, it could be a platypus, because that kind of looks like a duck. But.
Yeah, well.
Those are the same.
It could be, right? I guess. Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know where I'm on the platypus. It's like, hey,
We can say that on the air, though, because we have an explicit rating.
We do have an explicit
rating. Yeah, platypus.
So we can talk about gay ghost sex?
Yes,
we can.
Yes, we can.
And platypuses.
Maybe all of that in the same room.
Wow.
It's been done. It's already been done.
Has it really?
Tonight, yeah.
Whoa.
It just happened.
Don't sign me up
I missed it.
I didn't know. Me and Deb were like, we can just leave.
I live right down the road. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, it is Wicked Wednesday and we do actually have a show.
Yeah.
But no ghosts for you. besides the
I mean just same
the
old.
Creeper and the
except the gay bear
the gay creeper
gay bear.
I'm like, how are we giving it a personality?
I hope it doesn't listen to our show. I'm gonna go home and it's gonna be like shut the door. Yeah. No, that's okay. I'd rather leave it open, thanks.
With lights on.
It's all right. I hope that some of y'all like get to enjoy this show as you're like driving to work in the morning.
That would be
because I know sometimes like my sister will listen in the morning. So enjoy. Hope you have a glorious ride to work listening to this. Great.
Okay. Giving everybody a lot of visuals. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I know.
I think we've done everything but give it a name.
Fred. Yeah, no thanks.
I don't think we need to give it a name.
His name is Fred.
No.
Homer?
It's got to be something butchered in Fred.
Well.
Shane.
Shane?
Shane's coming for you.
Shane.
Big Shane.
That's scary just Shane. In itself.
Correct.
Because it's not masculine enough. I'm sorry. But...
No, but it's just enough.
It's just enough. All right.
Shane. Kevin and Shane.
Wow. I think I'm marrying a ghost.
No, Shane. You're just going to have a good time. You're going
to
love it.
It'll be warm and cuddly.
It is a bear, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
6'5". Kind of hairy.
Hairy. I was going to say hairy. Probably a beard.
Yeah, very, 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 very tight, high and tight beard. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's okay. He's got rings. I got a whole visual going.
I'd say I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Shane
kind of
is good.
Yeah.
Shane's got some ideas.
I could go home and be like, okay, Shane, you stay where you're at.
You were not invited in yet. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not ready.
He wasn't ready.
Maybe knock or beep or something before you.
Yeah.
Before you come in.
A bell on you or something. So I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Wow. Get one of those little cat collars with a bell as a bracelet for him. Make
yeah.
sure it's like teal.
Specifically teal.
It's got to glow in the dark.
With a little reflector.
Absolutely, and a little silver bell.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's gonna be great. Kevin's gonna be like,
crap, there's the bells.
You hear that?
I can hear
the bells. Bell. Closer.
Stop the bells. Stop the bells.
Stop the bells. Kevin, you can call us up any time of the night. Did you start to hear bells?
We want
to
hear the bells too.
You signed up for a roast today, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're not talking about Kevin. We're talking about Shane.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but who has
the
to?
The bear was in the closet.
Yeah.
You got to live with him, I know.
I know.
It's like the Odd Couple.
You think? Wow.
God.
She says that in leaves. Thanks. We're on it. Yeah. So anyway, you still didn't bring
her. That was the whole point.
Everyone's like,
it's a running bit.
So do we have a guest or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
We definitely have a guest. So we do have a guest tonight. We've already heard our guest talking and joining in our ridiculous conversation.
Enjoying the fantasy of Shane.
Shane.
Or Kevin. Kevin's like, I can't come over today. Shane's upset.
Shane's upset. He's not happy.
He said, I can't see my friends.
He hated teal.
Wrong gift.
They wanted pink. Stop the bells. Okay. So our guest tonight is a psychic medium and an intuitive tarot reader. See, do you see how I flipped that? Like,
yes.
I got completely out of my.
It's just like the segues are just so smooth.
It was. It's terrifying.
Just like
Shane.
Didn't I just hear a bell?
He's here.
He's here.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. Our actual guest of honor,
Shane. Oh, welcome, Shane.
No. Is there anything you'd like to tell us, Shane?
Well, he's like his digging for us. Okay. So anyway, our guest tonight is Nishobe Curtis. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you.
I brought a guest.
You did, Shane.
I named him.
It's a boy.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's very wow. I'm sorry about, maybe you should like set up a camera.
No.
Why would you ever want to do that?
You don't want to go
for one? No, like
that's why I was like, there's OnlyFans for that. Like, you can make so much bang.
I didn't mean that for it. I take it all back. I wasn't thinking.
Wow.
You don't think it sounds worth
it? I mean, I'm sure there's a market for that.
There's a market for everything.
Just like talking about the haunted items. There's a market for that. People pay big money to buy haunted items.
They do, but nobody's going to get a haunted item of.
You can sell us bracelets.
I was going to say that too.
I mean, I don't know if I would. Maybe I would buy a haunted item.
Okay. I would not. I was given a haunted item.
But you didn't know it was.
I should have known. It was a brand new cedar chest and it was at the dump. And my dumbass friend grabs it at the dump. She's like, this is brand new. Why did anybody leave it here? It's not brand new. It's like forever old. And they left it there because it wants to come home with you now.
It was interesting that that chunk. Gosh, calm down, Shane. Sit, wait your turn.
Be patient. Calm down, Shane.
Be patient. Kevin,
we're trying to do a show here.
Seriously.
Okay. So now we're gonna grill you. Not really. We're not gonna grill
me. Good. I've got a reading for everybody in this room.
You absolutely
have.
Yep.
And you will be joining us this year at the Paracon doing readings.
Okay.
And so yeah, we've all had now Kevin at his tonight. So
Kevin at his tonight. Mm-hmm. Welcome
to our club.
Deb looks upset. I was like, smoking work club. I get upset when I think about it. No, it's a
nah,
it's not that bad.
Nah. We have all had reading. And when did you start reading tarot?
4 years ago. I've been a psychic and been able to communicate with the other side for my entire life, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew I had that. People would talk to me and I didn't know why. And then I felt crazy. I felt crazy for most of my life, but I mean, even my ex and both my exes will occasionally call me and ask me if I've spoken to their sister recently or their mother, because they all know I have that. And I haven't, but if I do, I'll tell them. I've even stopped talking to your daughter. It's very difficult for me to channel that, but it's very easy for me to hear it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot out of me to channel and like try to stay focused on pulling an energy out of whatever that is. The ethers is generally what I used to call it, but it's harder for me to do that. It's easier for people just to come to me. And that's generally what happens. Like Haley came to me. I was just about to go to sleep. I wasn't anything I was expecting. That happens a lot. And a lot of times I don't even know who it is. But when I do know who it is, then I'm more willing to talk. Because I don't know, because of my history with the paranormal, it makes me a little edgy when certain things come to me, ask me questions and stuff like that, because I actually don't know who I'm talking to. So that makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But when I know it's a benign energy or anything else, and like I said, I've been psychic. She watches that. I mean, I can tell you right before things happen. You know, I mean, I've done that my entire life. But then I picked up tarot. Something just told me, pick up tarot. And as soon as I did, I really, most of the time, don't even need cards. I can, I mean, they help direct me. And of course, they give the person that I'm reading for a visual.
Mm-hmm.
And I can explain it better through the cards. And that helps the other person as well. But I can generally pick up on a lot of that just by myself. I've always been able to do that. But the cards make it easier.
Right.
I was reading for Dev one time, and there was a card that came out. And the initial meaning of the card was not what it was saying to me at all. So it was supposed to mean like one thing. And it has a lot of different, you know, explanations to the one card, but that's not what I actually hear. So it can represent as one thing, like the sun, but it could mean something completely different. And
I want time to digest all that.
It's a lot to digest.
Yeah, that was like you said, we thought it was going to be fun. And
I wanted it to be. Dev was the same way. I wanted to be like, hey, Dev, you're going to do great. And then it all came out, same and it was very, it was just very emotional. You know what I mean? It kind of just goes through its swings and stuff like that. And a lot of times I feel terrible about what I pick up out of other people's energy because it makes me feel bad for them, you know? I don't like to see people hurting or anything like that or going through things or... but yeah, so that's where it kind of started. Tarot started 4 years ago.
So, and do you always read in the style that you did with me?
I read in whatever way I'm directed read. So I don't ever pull cards.
Right.
I always ask for jumpers, flippers, stuff like that.
Yeah. So. No, I thought that was interesting.
Because it
tells. And it was wild to see what was
flying out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I had a tarot reading done in St. Augustine when we went, and she didn't do it that way. What she did was she laid a spread out all the way across the table, and she wanted me to pick three, and then she picked three, and we matched them together, and she read it like that. It was accurate, but it wouldn't be the way I would want to read.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but you'd also don't tell people how to read because
it's their
art. That's how they do it. So,
I thought it was neat.
Yeah.
To see you read like that.
Yeah, because I let spirit, the divine, whatever, kind of take the cards out that need to come out.
Right.
And I'm not directing it in any direction. Mm-hmm. I'm not even asking questions. I'm just asking for the energy. I read for myself sometimes, which is extremely difficult. And what I always ask is what's around me? What energies are around me? And that's what, you know, and then she's watched that a thousand times. Yeah, they just start flying out. And I'm like, well, here it is. And it usually always makes sense.
Yeah.
Even when I don't want it to.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have a card fly out of the deck, and then you're like, okay, that's, mm-hmm. hold on a minute, because that came out with a whole bunch of them. If it wants to show back up, it will. And then, bam, there it is again.
Absolutely.
And it's like, okay, that's kind of wild.
Spirit wants that message in that card coming out. And it wants me to decipher it through whatever else is happening, what's going on. And like I said, you seem that, like if three or four come out, I will always put them back. And I'll be like, I mean, you heard me. If that one, because it's the one I wanted, but it came out with too many, and then it gets confusing on which ones to keep, so you just put it back in, boom. It normally will always fly right back.
Yeah, I thought that was wild, because that happened a couple of times.
Yes, it did. And then when I told you I saw the tower,
uh-huh.
and then I just kept going, and then boom, flew right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. So... it's not actually me willing it to happen. It's just me seeing it before it happens,
right.
kind of thing. So yeah.
Yeah. No, it was interesting. It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. So yeah.
Maybe we should get a fun reading next time. Because that's what I was. I really did think I was like, oh, this is gonna be. It's gonna be about work and you know this. Like, no, and it went way deep. You know, so.
Yeah, it did go way.
It'll catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll give you what you're not expecting for sure.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to really. I mean, I still feel bad about that reading, but Yeah, but it was accurate, and it was heavy. That's the best way I know to put it. And I guess that's where I go with it. You know, I ask for, I don't like surface, like, oh, you're getting a puppy, you know, and that's not generally whatever comes out with me.
Right.
And then one of the other readings I did for her was just all about work. Just work, work, work. And then I did one for Amy. I think that was the first reading I did for her. Do you remember that, Deb, hearing about that? Yeah, so that was, that was a lot. And I wasn't expecting all of that. And she's like, but I was protecting myself with crystals. And I was like, no.
Wow, are you calling me out?
Yes.
Wow, like, I like how we had sound effects on that. I was protecting myself with crystals. Dun, dun. Wow.
So, yeah, that was my fault. But, yeah, no, but her reading was wild. And, yeah. So, but she's like, but I had bra crystals. I'm like, bra crystals?
Yeah, bra crystals don't always help.
They didn't at
Clearly,
all.
Clearly,
they got.
No. Because, yeah, I got
red.
Yeah.
See, well, but I put that in perspective, or in I put that in a positive light of just think how bad it would have been if you didn't.
Oh, I've done that too.
See, so you can.
Yeah.
Take that and make it a positive.
With or without it, it's.
My favorite part is when people try to block me. That's my favorite part.
You can't do it.
No, because you tried.
Sure did.
she was like, no, we're not doing anything. And I was like, you just give me a minute. And I'll know, too, if I'm in a deck. Remember that one card I tried to clarify for you? And the deck was like, no, we're not clarifying.
And you tried forever.
I did. And it would not give me. And it didn't even tell me to use another deck. It just said, nope. So when that happens, you don't keep pushing. Certain combinations, you don't keep pushing either. Like if you get a real, like I got a really wild combination last night. Remember I sent you a picture of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that got me spooked. I put my cards down for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, then I'm pushing on something that doesn't want to be pushed on. And you got to be able to be that. You got to be able to be that aware. To where you're like, you're not just in there reckless.
Right.
Yeah. Poking yeah. Bear.
But yeah, it's, if you're coming to the, I'll segue back to the Paracon.
Mm-hmm. I'm planning on it, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if, for our listeners, yeah, definitely stop by and have her do a reading, because I was impressed. Yeah, it was wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, and it, I mean, it was deep, but it was, I don't want to say fun, but it was.
It was fun in a way, because you don't ever realize, because most people, when they talk, they only talk to respond. And how spirit talks is they talk through, we're going deeper than what you like to talk about. And that's generally pretty uncomfortable, but it's fun in the same sense, because you actually get to speak without speaking. So kind of,
yeah, it's validation. It's
yes.
It's okay. Yeah. Okay. I see that. Yeah. Okay. I see that. What's it go see now? Yep. I see that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And you didn't say anything.
I didn't say a word the whole
reading. But I like reading like that. I don't like people that sit down like that. Not a lady sat down with me and she said, well, I have this thing and I have all this is going on. I don't like reading like that. Don't give me any information. Nothing. I don't want anything. I'm a cold, Dev used to say, she would tell me that you just will read it just the way it is. And it's the blunt truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm that way anyway. So kind of.
Well, that's why I didn't put any parameter when you're like, do you have any? I was like, do mm-hmm. whatever you yep. go, wherever you need to go.
Yeah. And we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was definitely interesting.
Yeah. So no, I like reading like that. I like reading cold. Don't come sit down with me and then say, well, my daughter is trying to get married and that. No, I just want you to sit down. I just need a couple minutes with you. You don't even talk. Just need you to sit down with me for a couple minutes. And I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you want to fight it, that might take me a little longer.
Well, and you may have questions, meaning the person that's wanting to be read.
Of course.
But that may not be what you need to hear.
That's correct. And when they sit down and they have all these questions and everything else, what about putting your mind in a quiet place
mm-hmm.
and just connecting, even trying to block me, that whatever you want to do,
mm-hmm.
and just sit, let me sit with you for a minute, and then we'll go with what needs to be seen.
Yeah.
Not some of the superficial questions people like to ask. Because I've read for people before, and they're like, does this person love me?
That's not, you know.
Do you love you? Let's talk about that. Because uh-huh. that's really where it needs to be.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Right. So, that was amazing. So, I was impressed and all that good stuff. So,
well,
kudos.
I look forward to being a paratrooper.
So. Yeah. I look forward to that too.
Mm-hmm.
And more readings.
Well, if you're not too tired from Shane, I mean.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. That explains that other card. Damn it.
The one we couldn't figure out.
Now you know.
All about Shane.
Isn't it always all about Shane?
Mm-hmm. That's Shane. But you're not like a rainbows and unicorns and butterflies reader either. You're not gonna.
Well,
you're gonna.
All
not
three
gonna,
of you have had a reading for me.
Yes,
what are
trying
y'all's
to
take?
Put. No, it's never.
No,
it's never.
No, I'm not gonna tell you. You're gonna win the lottery and. Everybody's going to be healed and it's whatever's going to come out. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And most people, I'm not going to say most people don't like it. Dev?
It's.
Wow.
Why do you keep picking on me? It's
no,
not
because
that...
yours was the biggest reading out of hers was kind of easier. Yours was the one that was probably one of the deepest I've gone. I've done a lot of readings, but yours was probably the one. I mean, that's still. So,
it's not that it's. She'll read you. It doesn't matter if you're trying to hide it. It doesn't matter if you're trying to just get surface level thought. It's. You're gonna get what you need to hear. And it might not always be exactly what you're looking for. It's probably something you've been either hiding or not wanting to come to terms with. And it's something that you really like need to reflect upon. And it might be something positive. It might be something negative. It might be something indifferent. You know, it's different with everyone.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's energy is completely different. It just depends on what you come to the table with.
Yes.
So,
but it doesn't, a lot of times when people come to the table, they'll come to the table and they'll say something to me like, well, I just want to know about this. And I'm just like, okay.
That might not be what you get.
That's
probably 95% of the time, that's not what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Because
it's going to get some childhood wound that you're not healing that's sending you in this perpetual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you keep attracting what you attract,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. And it keeps going.
Yeah.
So people don't a lot of times like that.
No.
They don't like to go deep.
They don't want to confront what you know has been bothering them, and they've just been pushing it aside.
It's easier to say, does he love me? It's easier to say that than it is to I have abandonment wounds that run pretty deep, and I'm doing this out of obligation and out of respect for somebody that I don't belong with.
Mm-hmm.
So but it's easier for somebody just to frame it like that. And I read way below that.
And I think a lot of people, when they go into tarot or they go into rune or any kind of like reading in that regard, a lot of people continuously go in with surface thought.
Of course.
Surface thought.
Well,
surface thought.
It's easier.
Mm-hmm. But in reality, if you have somebody who is attuned to the spirit or attuned to their guide, you are not going to get your surface thought.
No.
Because that's not what you deserve. That's not what you need to hear. That's not what you need.
That's right.
So that
it's hurtful though, mm-hmm. and that's the part where it's almost like I feel like the bearer of bad news sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and it is a lot on me to do readings. Like this reader that I went to in St. Augustine, she was very good, but I could have read her back. I already kind of was picking up a lot off of her, but she was trying to do that. She was trying to skip that surface. She saw it though. I saw her see it
mm-hmm.
deeper, but she didn't go there. But then after I left, but it's, you know, I don't understand how people can do reading like that, one right the other way. I need a little bit of time in between because I'm not great at shutting. I'm not great at not opening.
It's that lingering effect.
Yes, because their energy stays with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part where I've been trying to get more in tune mm-hmm. to being able to shut my energy down a little bit better so my recall can be better. Like I can get back on it if I need to pretty immediately because so many things just, like when you left that night, I didn't touch the cards for what, a day or so? I mean, I just was like, because it stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to get better at that. I'm still kind of working on that with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even as somebody who is a master of their craft or...
Oh, you're always working.
You're always working.
Absolutely.
You are always trying to perfect.
You're never
like,
done.
Different
pieces. Yeah,
yes.
You're never done. You're exactly. always learning. And that's just life in general.
Yeah.
But with this certain things and when you've seen me here at here actual... And it makes you feel crazy sometimes. But
yeah.
when you go into that, you actually hear words and you'll hear... get another deck or you'll hear things like that. And it does kind of make you feel crazy, but,
yeah.
But it's always right. Which kind of validates that you're not crazy. But I still think I'm crazy sometimes, whatever. You hear a voice in your head, go get another deck. It's a little weird. It's a little Shane like
yeah.
little bell, you know, okay. It's a little like that sometimes, but no, I appreciate it. And I'm very thankful for it. Very thankful that I was kind of born with this gift of being able to be able to see things, the gift of foresight. I was, and I'm finally in my 40s embracing that because instead of feeling like I had to put it away.
Yeah, right.
Because that's my whole life was spent like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like people would ask me if I've spoken to their dead mother, but I wasn't allowed to. You know what I mean? It would have been too... taboo. It would have been too
right.
something. So, and now I'm embracing it. My only regret is that I didn't embrace it earlier
because
mm-hmm. I've always had it.
Right.
What would I have been like if I had a set of tarot cards at 20?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as good as I am now because I was a lunatic when I was 20. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, you're still a lunatic. You're not even
you're
out
right.
of your 20s.
You right.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
You know, I wouldn't have been as good because I wouldn't have had the life experience to back up.
Yeah, I think you got it right when you needed to get it.
That's exactly what I think too. But it, you know, when you think about your life, you're like, I'm learning this now. But you know, I know a reader that she's like, gosh, she's in her 70s. And she didn't start doing this and really start accepting herself because that's really what this is. Is self-acceptance and realizing that you do have something to give back and you can help. And that's what I do here. I try to help. You know, with some advice and things that I hear and things that I see. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really where really kind of where I want to go.
And I think also having a community that will back you up in that too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know several tarot readers, they're friends of mine and I just, and we kick things, ideas back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so several of them are teaching me how to kind of like protect my energy a little better so people can't crawl right into me.
Right.
And because that took a lot out of me, and it will. I mean, I just wanted to bed. When we got back from St. Augustine, she was like, what is going on with you? And I had this horrible headache, and I don't ever get headaches. I probably had 2 years since I've had even a minor headache.
Mm-hmm.
My head felt like it was going to explode, and I mean, I just was exhausted. Remember this?
Yeah.
I was like falling asleep at the table, and I was just...
Can we get some incense? And
yeah, and we did,
mm-hmm.
and then I started feeling better. Because I started kind of cleansing
mm-hmm.
because we got into each other's energy too much.
Right.
And it wasn't her fault or my fault. It was just that we were both kind of the same animal,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of. And it was like we kind of, and it was a lot.
Yeah.
And I carried it, which was scary. So I've got to get better at that. So, and I know when to get out of reading too. And there's certain people that I won't read for. If they have terrible energy and I know that they're, I mean, I've had some people that I've turned down. Because I'm just like,
there's something about it. There's something about it.
God knows what would come out and what I would hear. And I would have to, I would read your subconscious and actually what's going on. And that might be real bad for both of us.
Everyone involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I will turn down people if they have like super negative energy or if they're child abusers, things that are very sensitive about. things like that. If I feel it, because I feel your energy before I even touch a tarot deck.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of go with that. But I like helping people. I think it's what I'm meant to do. And I think that Kevin's right. I think I've picked it up and I've done enough now where I can continue to learn and help people more, basically on a larger scale, which is what I'm after.
Yeah, and I mean, that definitely comes across in the reading, too, that wanting to know for the person, to help the person, and to...
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of, that, I don't want to say bond, but kind of that link at that moment of, what can I do to help you? And
well, you have to understand when I'm reading for you, you become incredibly vulnerable even when you don't want to be. And then it's my job to come in and make you feel more secure about what's happening, even though I know your heart is breaking or you're making a bad decision or all these things. And then you become, your meat suit doesn't exist anymore. Now I just see your hurt soul. And then I just kind of want to help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's all we're in.
I said meat suit earlier today.
Yeah. What are you talking to Shane?
What's funny is I was talking to one of my employees at work, and her name is Omo Shane.
Omo Shane?
Omo Shane. Huh? So I was almost talking to Shane.
You almost were.
Yeah.
You will tonight.
Yeah.
Get excited.
I am.
No, it's but really, yeah, exciting. No, it's, that's what we are. I mean, we're
oh
we're,
yeah.
That's... I always say that we're human beings, not human doings. We're just trying to be. Just trying to navigate this school.
Basically. It's kind of the conversation I had because we were talking about life experience and trauma and recovery from trauma. And I was talking about how my trauma and someone else's trauma can't be compared.
Of course not.
Because my worst instance, and what I was in the context was talking about, you can't talk about somebody who has versus somebody who doesn't have.
Correct.
Because the trauma in each, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I've talked about in my previous line of work was sexual trauma.
Yes.
And you can't compare, you know, a sexual assault to someone who just had someone unwantingly put their hand on their thigh.
Yes, but to them,
because if it's the worst,
it's their worst.
It's the same.
Correct.
And then I said, and
also the shame spiral is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I use the term meat suit is, you know, we're all just on that inner part of us. Mm-hmm. We're all the same.
Absolutely.
Everything else is just, you know, filling around that core of everybody being the same, black, white, rich, poor, whoever.
Well, I told Amy this the other day in the car. We were driving and I said, you have to learn to live without your senses. I said, if you were in a room and you needed to get out and everybody shut the lights off, what would you do? And she said, I'd feel my way out. That's exactly how you have to navigate this world. Take your senses away. Feel through it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you take away, you know, hearing, sight, taste, touch, all that, you take all those away and you're actually navigating through your soul, through all the things that you need to heal from. Because, I mean, I've dug very deep and I have, you know, abandonment wounds. I have mom wounds and, you know, I have all these things that I've had to work on. And all that internal work is extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, instead of looking at all that, they'll say, does he love me? And that's because they're looking for validation. Most everybody is on mm-hmm. some form.
Yeah, one level or another.
Yeah. And then so the validation presents as drug addiction, drinking, you know, getting into repetitively bad relationships, giving more than the other person. I mean, it's no equal give and take. All of this stuff matters and all of this stuff plays out. And it's all trauma, every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all unhealed. I wouldn't go so far as to say trauma, but wounds, let's just say that. And that's a spectrum. You know, I think we're always on some kind of spectrum.
So, I agree, totally.
Yeah. So I believe that tarot is a way to help people dive a little deeper into what they're burying. And I'm guilty of it just like everybody else. I'm not above anyone. I'm just saying I've done so much self-work and realizing why I've made the steps that I've made and who it's created. And I'm pretty proud of who that's created at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And like
you
said,
should be.
It's a constant work.
Yeah.
So, it's good.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Makes you...
Hmm?
The things that we go through make us... Sorry, I lost it. I went in two different directions and I was trying to rein one of them back in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the things that we go through, they help to help other people.
I believe that if you're not helping other people, that your life is wasted. Mm-hmm. I believe that we are here to not look down on people and not think you're better than anyone. I believe that you're always, if you make it to the top, send the elevator back down.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you have to do. And that's what you are, as a human, designed to do. I believe this is a school. And I believe we're both, well, everybody is learning. To some degree, we are learning something that can elevate and maybe turn it into helping other people. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Yeah. Because if you're not doing that, what are you doing? Sitting in your cash hoarding, you know, sitting in your house hoarding cash and, you know, looking down on everybody. She knows I'll give a $20 bill to a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he goes and buys drugs or anything else, because that's not my responsibility anymore.
Right.
It's my responsibility to help that person and not judge what they're going to do with it or anything else. I believe that he probably needs that 20 more than I do for whatever he needs. He's living on the street, for fuck's sake. If he needs to go buy a Mad Dog 2020 and a pack of smokes, use this 20 to go do it. I'm not judging you for it.
Lottery ticket.
Whatever you need to do. If it makes you feel better,
yeah.
I have no more judgment after I give it to you. It's not my responsibility anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that when people do that. You know, when we drive down 85, I'm always kicking myself if I don't have cash. Because there's always, and you never know when you're also going to meet an angel.
Exactly.
And I met one on the 85 ramp. I've not seen him since. And I'm not even sure he existed. I know that sounds crazy. But my child saw him, and I gave him a $20 bill. And he touched my hand, and he just sat there and stared at me. And then he just said, bless you. And then I just kept driving. And that guy, obviously, has stayed with me. I mean, that guy... He could have just been a homeless person, but there was something about that guy.
Yeah, it was an encounter.
Yes, and he had his meat suit was just, you know, kind of grungy looking homeless guy.
Yeah.
But you don't ever know who you're helping.
Uh-uh.
And that's why I always say keep your integrity and stay humble, because you are not ever above anyone. It can all go away just as fast as you got it. And mm-hmm. don't judge anyone. That's my other mess. I don't ever do that. Unless you're beating a kitten right in front of me. I mean, I'm going to have a hard time judging you. Don't beat kittens. You know what I mean? But I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Specifically.
Like you're blatantly.
Specifically.
If you're blatantly doing something that is just horrible to another person or thing, I'm going to have an issue. I had an anger problem for a very long time. Now I'm just as. I mean, it's not, doesn't take, you know, I'm pretty relaxed, pretty chill. I like being that way. It's a more peaceful way to be. It's a lot better staying up all night in your head. We both do that, though. I related to that. Excuse me for a second.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah.
Staying up all night in our head.
Do what?
Staying up all night in our heads.
It's easy to do. Yeah. But yeah, I think that, I don't know, judging from the three readings and have you had more than one reading?
Yes.
So the three people here and the multiple readings. Yeah, I think that's a testament to.
Get a reading done.
Yeah. You won't be disappointed.
Or maybe you will. But in the best way.
Yeah. Yeah, you may not hear what you hoping to hear.
You may not get rainbows and butterflies.
But you'll definitely hear what you need to hear.
Yeah.
There's no kittens and no. Rainbows and puppies.
Yeah. I mean, there
could be.
I was about to say, there might be. There might be.
I've had a reading with a lady one time that was just, I was like, man, you're making all the right moves. This looks great. I mean, it was like 10 pentacles. It was like all this great stuff. And then she had like this one thing she was upset about, and I helped her work through it. But everything else was like, this is odd.
It's not all,
it's all
depth and despair.
And puppy dogs and non-beat puppy dogs.
You will hear what you need to hear, so get a reading done at the Paracon.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Have a reading done at the Paracon.
Listen, I'll do it.
It's like
I
a jingle.
It's a, yeah. What?
Okay, get your reading done. So we actually do have a shot tonight. What is in my boat?
Oh.
How did you pull that out of there?
I'm not going to ask where you pulled
anyway,
it from.
It was in the box.
Okay.
It was my bag of.
Oh, it's a bunch of them too.
There's a bunch of crystals in there. There's like actually a piece of sea glass in there. Okay, so we're doing this. We're calling this a. What are we calling this? Chocolate covered.
Strawberries.
Oh, some of us got ahead of the game. Oh, well. I mixed mine.
Okay,
I'll do it with you.
All right.
Ready?
So tonight we're doing 99. Whoop. And we have two different flavors. We have the strawberry and the chocolate.
The chocolate smells terrible, but
are you drinking?
Hell yeah. It's Wicked Wednesday.
Shots? Oh god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do a little bit of each.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Three, one,
all right,
two.
Ready, go.
Hang on. Don't barf. It's actually not that bad when you mix them.
I don't know. It looks kind of wet.
All right. Amy's done for the night. Good night, everybody. All
right. Good night. I'm taking over now. It's because it's warm.
No, it burns. It's so burning. Like my tongue.
I don't know how anybody gets shots. Give me my two beers and I'm good. Drink some Mountain Dew.
I know you need it, but it's a cleanser.
It needs to cool off.
Amy. Drink the Mountain Dew. He just opened it.
Take something.
Be a little dramatic.
Wow.
Oh, it sounds like we have a cat ball or a cat hairball in here. Okay, wasn't that wonderful?
That was great.
Listen, okay. When you put it over some ice and you mix both together, it's not that bad.
It tastes
like chocolate strawberries.
Yeah.
But when you drink them warm individually, it's not great.
I did a little. I think
yeah,
I did perfectly
it.
Evenly.
I have to make sure she suffers a little bit.
I did it perfectly.
A little
even.
Suffering.
Yeah, I have to deal with Shane. You have to deal with
Shane.
Your little shots.
Suffering a little bit puts the bell on your wrist.
Ding ding.
Wow.
Definitely. So in August.
It's the 18th and
19th.
Or the 19th and the 20th. That weekend of the 20th.
18th and the 19th. We will get this together one day. Why is it like at the end of the day? I've looked at numbers all day
I
long.
I have to.
And
my day was.
At my job. And so my brain just gets, it goes completely somewhere else.
I could pull it.
But. Vendors, they are still.
There's gonna be a taco truck.
There is gonna be a taco truck.
That's the most important part, apparently. Taco truck.
I'm so excited. In the tea truck, I do love.
Remind me so I can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to go this time.
It's gonna be fun. And but yeah, taco truck and barbecue truck and all kinds.
19th and 20th.
Okay. So.
Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We're going to go with that.
She's still recovering from her shot.
My tongue is like burnt.
You look at her and she's like.
Burn. I'm still like, it's like I have a hairball. Like I'm coughing up a hairball. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. Yeah, come
There's gonna be barbecue and coffee and
haunted items and haunted things and ghosties and
people that talk about ghosties.
Yeah.
And crystals and tarot cards and you'll
we'll have plenty of fun stuff at our booth to buy and to look at.
Yes, we will.
We'll have like cedar bundles and soap and
yes, the cedar bundles.
Spell bottles.
I kind of wonder if I come in here to talk about that. So we'll skip the alphabet. But those, I'm gonna do. Look, I'm gonna have lotion bars.
Yep, that sounds cool.
They're impeccable.
Really?
And I might have
gotten
sick. I'm gonna
really, really.
I'm special.
I might have a.
I didn't get.
I've got a tarot reading on her. I can confirm that.
Yeah.
She speaks the truth.
She's special.
We're talking about how we're gonna have the cedar bundles.
Oh yeah, I've been making those. I've been tearing my hands to pieces.
Yeah, responsibly sourced.
Yes.
Oh my God, out of a tree I hate.
We cut. Oh, she's so mean to this tree. It's a beautiful.
But the bundles are made with love.
They sure are. And then picking pieces of cedar out of your hands.
They are. Yeah. It is spiky.
What about making on 10 now? Y'all need to start making some because I'm over.
Well,
it.
I started, but you know, we needed a little like.
Well, we had crazy pants show up, so it kind of derailed the whole bundle making.
Yeah, so we had to.
Crazy pants.
But yeah, they are very pretty. So, and they're going to smell amazing. And yeah, so cedar bundles. But I just had to laugh because what else are we going to
have? I hate that tree.
She hates that tree.
I cannot stand that tree. Every time we go for the salt, she's always like, why do you hate the tree?
I trimmed it.
I hate the tree.
I trimmed it. I trimmed
it's messy. Branches. It's
it's not messy. It's the sweet gum tree is messy.
Yes.
The cedar tree is not messy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
still
know.
Messy.
She has this huge.
It's enormous. This tree is enormous. It's like, gotta be 50 feet tall. It's enormous. It's mm-hmm. a big tree. And I want to cut it down so bad. So bad.
So,
but the cedar bundles are while it's still standing. So buy your cedar bundle.
Buy your cedar bundle while you can, because I'm going to drop the tree and then I'm going to light it on fire.
Wow.
And then the whole neighborhood will be cleansed.
The entire town
will be cleansed.
Oh, cool.
A little bit of lighter fluid and just see.
Yeah.
Good intentions.
Yeah. The cedar.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I hate it. It's a beautiful tree. And so, but we did get some things that we needed from it. And so we did. I cut it and I was thanking it.
You thanked it?
She did. Yeah. She was talking to the damn thing the whole time.
You have to thank it for its service.
Thank you so much. I'll put in a good word for you. For the executioner.
Because somebody has a saw over there in the garage that's about to come out here and really give you a
just so you know, I'm on your side. Thanks for the
nippers. You know,
see, I am all peace, light, and love until it comes to like things like cedar trees and you know.
I don't understand your hatred for the tree.
Touch the tree.
It's.
Are you not itchy?
It's prickly because it comes with things come off on you. But I get that. But it doesn't need to be so. It's good. It's a good tree. Cedar is good.
It's for whom?
Spiky.
To light on fire? Yes, it is.
It does smell good when it's burning. I can't say it that.
That's true.
That's so why we're making the bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll smell good.
Yeah.
They do. And they're actually large ones. You guys are making
save the cedar tree. Buy a bundle.
This crazy tarot reader is going to just burn the damn thing to the ground.
As long as you buy the bundles, we'll get to keep the tree. Yeah,
breaking the little sticks off of it, you know, all the little shitty ones that just die and just sit there. She just keeps breaking off. She just keeps going, smell that. I'm like, yeah. I'm aware.
Doesn't it smell so good?
Does it smell like cedar? Yeah.
Right as I take a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I didn't spray Mountain Dew all over you.
Because I want her to smell it because she hates the tree so much. I'm like, but look.
Just smell. It smells
it.
Good.
Just smell
appreciate it.
It
for
love
what
the
it's
tree.
Worth.
It's good. It's a good branch. It smells. I don't know why. Such hatred for the tree. I don't know.
What are we looking at?
10:13. What are you looking
started
at?
Started at 9.
It's 10:13.
Oh, we started at 9.
Started at 8, like 8:40.
Okay, I just didn't know where we were on that.
Yeah. We were talking about like dropping the cedar tree.
Yeah, because I got distracted. You can't just drop that tree. It's a drop beautiful tree, and you drop need it. It makes beautiful
smell it.
Fun.
Just smell
it. Just smell it.
Just stab me in the eye with it.
Yeah, really.
Smell
you
it.
Want to keep it now?
You won't be able to see it.
Just smell it. That's all you have to do.
I do love the smell of cedar.
Of course, who doesn't? But it's a messy, shitty tree.
It's not messy.
I'm sorry.
But our cedar honest. Bundles will be lovely.
What a great segue. Shitty tree, but your cedar bundles will not be.
It's a beautiful tree. This tree.
And the bundles are nice. They are nice.
And you have to admit it is a beautiful tree. But for some reason, you don't like it because it's...
You heard it, have to admit, right? Okay.
Oh,
all the pokey things.
She says it'll
fine. This is
not
it's
my first.
Not my first
rodeo. And in this corner, we.
I would be so grateful to have that tree. Mm-hmm. You know, a lovely cedar tree. Mm. I don't have one.
They have those big trucks that come in and go.
You know what? I was just thinking that too.
Yeah.
Big space.
Just stick it somewhere over here.
Oh, I'll put it right in the front. Right.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be close. Yeah.
Oh.
It could block the view
honest.
Of the,
oh, that
the
would be
construction
nice.
Next door. Mm. So you would have a pretty cedar tree to look at. That's what it is. Like you'd have a pretty cedar tree to look at. Yeah, there you go. Okay, cool. I'll chip in. Okay, the cedar bundle sales will go to the relocation of the cedar tree.
We could save the cedar. That'll be
yeah.
cool.
Save
yeah.
the cedar, y'all.
I'll have a picture.
We'll have a picture of it framed in front of the cedar bundle.
In memoriam.
Just don't make me look at it. Just turn it away from me a little bit. This is bad enough that I have to look at it.
It's very protective.
What is?
What it? Yeah.
Touch that cedar. Tree.
It's. Touch I didn't say it's
protective
it
of itself.
I didn't say it's soft.
Kevin is exactly right.
I didn't
protective
say it was
of
soft
itself.
And cuddly.
It's all stabby.
I didn't say it was soft and cuddly. I said it was
protective.
Protective.
Of who?
Of
itself.
No.
Maybe.
It gives off a good protection vibe. It's a good tree. And you burn it and it gives you yeah.
That's cute that you're a hippie.
Oh wow. You're so precious.
You're so precious.
I see.
Different phrasing of, wow, it's a good thing you're pretty.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're precious.
Oh, precious.
Unfortunately for the tree, it's not.
No.
It's stabby. It has, just like Amy.
Wow, you realize that just went across. She doesn't listen to these. You're okay.
No, it's fine. She's not actually a stabby tree. She's just not. She's a big old baby.
Wow.
You heard it here first, folks.
What are we even whispering?
You'll never know our secrets.
Talk about in this damn hippie that's
tree.
In the kitchen. Talking about
hug her.
All this. Hug that tree. Watch what happens. Make sure you're wearing a tank top and then hug that tree and watch how protective and sweet it is.
I didn't say it was soft and cuddly.
I know you keep saying that. I know.
So
I've
I'm not
going to
hug it because it will poke me. Unless maybe if I had a hoodie on, I might would.
Might would.
It is might would. It's stabby.
Cedar wood versus might wood.
Coming to you live at Paragon.
With the bundles.
With the bundles.
Yeah. Pretty,
test your bundles.
Pretty bundles made with love.
I don't know. Most of them are made by me, so...
Made with a little bit of spite.
Made with disdain.
Made with disdain. But that, cleansed afterwards.
But cleansed afterwards. We put some holy stuff on it.
It's ready for use. Cut with disdain.
That's like I went to collect spring water one time.
Yeah.
So for moon water and stuff
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was I was fighting with my ex the whole way up.
Yeah, so it's like,
so we named it Chaos Water.
Absolutely.
I have a whole jar of chaos butter from the blood moon.
Yeah.
If you need that, let me know.
So yeah, so this will not be chaos bundles. This will be
this will be, hey, this tree's made our life a living hell. Or mine. And yeah. But it can cleanse you. So it's it works.
Yeah,
it's a double standard, but it's good.
It's all right. It's not an accident.
Or save the tree from the hippies.
Yeah. Save it from the hippies.
Yes. Because they're trying to hug it and whatever.
The chaos water. That was interesting that y'all brought that up about the chaos water. I love chaos water.
Adjust quite.
Be cautious of the chaos water.
Yeah. You will get what you want, but maybe not the way you wanted it.
Exactly.
No.
Hello? I just realized that there's a Tarot Made Easy book on your table.
Yeah.
Two of them. I try to teach you tarot.
So some of those that came out of that box have been tarot. That's a woman in the background. I'm always glad when she can join the show with us.
That's exactly actually what I wouldn't mind actually doing too, is teaching tarot. Because all people can do this. You just got to get real in touch with your intuition. And know who you are and things like that. Otherwise, you're
going to trust it.
Yes, and you already.
That's my problem. Is I don't trust it at all.
Well, you can come across as reckless if you're just starting to swing cards and just know the meaning of them. Mm. It turns into another thing. But if you really get into it and start to trust yourself before you ever touch a tarot card, I mean, I think that a lot of people could.
Yeah.
Bring insight to themselves. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you don't want to, not necessarily want, but if you can't memorize a whole bunch of cards, there's also runes. Runes are fun too.
Yeah. Natalia likes runes. She likes crystals though. She's better with crystals. I don't know how you do that. Because like runes to me, I have no idea. Just like you have no idea about tarot. But it's like everybody's gifts. Everybody has something different. Mm-hmm. And I actually very firmly believe that. Everybody has something. Then I can also build anything. I mean, I build stuff for a living. I still do.
Gorgeous stuff.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Did you see that desk I just did?
No.
Well, that's really nice. You should
really?
I still didn't commission you for that desk.
Yeah, no, you should see this desk that I just did. You going to show them?
Yeah.
no, but that's what I do for a living. But I'm like, you ever feel like you're just being jerked and pulled out of something? Mm-hmm. And, you know, building and stuff, I'm breathing dust all the time. I mean, I shot a nail through my finger in the middle of this desk. I mean, it's...
Just a few nights.
Yeah. Nice. So, I mean, stuff like that. I guess this is still infected. It's a cut on my finger. And it wears me down. And I've done it for so long. I mean, I've remodeled houses and bathrooms and vanity kitchens. You know, I do that. And I can do that kind of with my eyes closed. But this has been way more challenging. And I feel like it's my purpose. That's the other thing I was going to say, is that I feel like I've done so much of a little bit of everything and nothing's really worked. And I feel like it was always a design. It was always designed to pull me into this.
Well, that's dope as hell.
What, the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, hold on. What?
Wait.
How do we go back? We're going to pass it around to the glass.
Pass it around the glass.
Yeah, no, that's dope shit.
Yeah, it's a piece of glass right there in the middle. That's nice.
Holy crap. Uh-huh.
I just delivered that, what was it, last weekend? Or a couple days ago.
Good grief. That Friday? Is absolutely gorgeous. Friday.
Thank you.
But I mean, I expected absolutely gorgeous, but then when you see something, because I've seen your other work.
Yeah, no, Yeah.
Yeah.
My roommate didn't know what he was getting himself into. What? Because when I moved into the house, it was just carpet. Mm-hmm. I just tore it all to pieces.
Wow.
What are you showing?
That night, the desk. Like through the, the lights were off inside. And
Yeah, that's, so you can see the that's amazing.
Thank you. But that's my trade. But
that's obviously what you're good at.
It is definitely what I'm good at, but I feel like what I was saying a minute ago is I feel like all the things that I've ever done and kind of gotten good at, kind of some stuff, better at other things, mm-hmm. like the desk and vanities and cabinets and stuff like that. I can do all that. But I feel like it's constantly, something's always been pulling me out of every little thing that I've ever done. I believe that it's this, the tarot and spiritual stuff, because I feel like I've never connected to religion, ever. That's mostly, you know, 99.9% man-made. And I believe the spiritual side of things. And I feel like it's something's always been pulling me out. So I never kind of stick with things,
because
it's always kind of pulling me to that. You know, like helping people on another level instead of just, you know, providing a gym with a desk. You know what I mean? I mean, that's cool and all, and I can do that all day long, but.
And do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see it.
Helping people in multiple ways.
I guess.
Oh, no.
With busted hands. I can't even feel heat.
Whatever gets you there. There's
calluses on my hands, right.
Whatever gets you there. Well, we'll ask Shane.
For me, it's Shane.
And Sammy's turn to nearly spit out a drink.
Swallow.
Jingle, jingle. Don't jingle, jingle. Jingle, jingle.
Come out of the closet. Stop the
clicking. Please. Stop the clicking. We're not going to get into that story. I got an email from
Same along the lines as just stop the...
Yeah, but... I got a really weird email from a coworker years ago. I'm not going to say it because it's really bad. I'll say it off air, but sitting at my desk I was internet manager for a car dealership. I was doing that forever and I just hated it. It was like soul crushing. I couldn't stand it. And one of my salespeople sent me this email.
Greg.
And it was the most awful thing. And all I heard, I opened the email and all I heard was clicking. And I didn't know what, okay. Let's Amy's going to pass out. So, but it was so bad that I was like, how is this a thing? And it was, yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot. But yeah, stuff like that. Like, I've done just a little bit of everything. Okay, now I know how to... Don't ever buy a car.
You segue from that into, I've done a little bit of everything.
Well, so it's like all this say. Clicking. I don't know what to say.
I've done everything.
It's a lot of clicking. It was a lot of clicking. There was a horse and a guy involved.
Okay.
A lot of clicking.
So on one hand, you're thinking it's a dude doing a horse. No. On the other hand, you're thinking, dude, it's a horse doing a dude. That's one of my favorite lines from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Which one?
Where he's like, yeah, on one hand, you're like, dude, it's a girl doing, or it's a horse doing a girl. But on the other hand, you're like, dude, it's a horse doing a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is why we're explicit.
Yeah, clicking.
Clicking.
A lot of clicking.
And bells.
I didn't even see that.
No bells.
Jesus. Bells and clicking.
No bells.
They could go hand in hand.
They could, but they're not. Back off the belts.
Clicking.
Hey, clicking's involved there. Yeah, I guess you're up, you know, over here being
clicking
like,
and bells.
There was clicking and bells. I'm sorry, but can I sleep on your couch?
Come on in, Kevin. Just come on in. We got some tea.
You didn't bring that with you, did you?
No,
you
no.
Didn't have to leave that.
Leave it outside. Come on in. We got blankets.
Yeah, we got tea.
No, I got hardwoods. I don't want any clicking.
No, I don't think he's going to be at this place.
Okay. Right. Just along with the jingling.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe Shane is the clicker.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Shane, we just don't click.
Just be easy. It's his first time.
Just be easy.
Be easy. It's his
easy.
First time.
Easy.
Just relax. What is happening? Thanks, Roger.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
Just let this happen.
Let's bring this back.
That's the hardest, you know, that's another thing that's the hardest thing about being a human is everybody wants to stand on their position in the way of just beat the shit out of them. Why don't they just lay down and just kind of flow.
Go with it.
Flow.
I can flow and go with it until I hear the bells.
Or the clicking.
Or the clicking.
The clicking's a little jarring.
Yeah.
I hope
if I hear.
There's some other jarring things, too.
No, it was like, okay, I can't. I can replay it in my head. I want to. But I opened the email at my desk.
Oh.
And I was doing something, and I just opened it, and it was taking a second to load. And I was like, that's probably something dumb, that card. Can you send me something like that? And I'm over here in my filing cabinet, and I start hearing that. And I'm like, and I look over, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Bro, why did you want to share this? Why are you looking at what's happening? I have a lot of questions.
Where's the origin? Why?
I have questions. I went
that
looking
would
for
raise
them.
More questions than.
I went looking for them. I left my desk, and I was like, I left my office, and I was like, where's Greg? And they're like, he's in a lot. I'm like,
the fuck he is.
Not anymore.
Bullshit. On my work computer. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
A whole lot of fun.
So much clicking. Bells.
And bells.
Is that Shane?
I can come over any time if you're
just. Don't worry.
So we're going to be having a lot of fun this year at the Paracon.
As you can tell.
Yes, as you can tell.
Because this entire group may be there.
Yes.
Now that I know the dates, I can have a request it off.
Okay, so yeah, the fun will continue.
Yeah, you can.
Welcome to the group. Welcome to our club. Welcome to our club.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know, you can come. Hang out with us all. We'll tell you jokes and
dad
we'll
jokes.
Tell you and jokes.
We'll tell you jokes and we tell jokes. We can read your cards and put you in your place. We'll
tell you weird
let
fun
you
facts.
Hear some things that you need to know. And yeah, we're always full of some sort of random
weird shit.
Two weird things you just don't know about. So
So yeah. We're
all right. But
yeah, that brings us to about the end of the show.
Yeah.
So we want to definitely thank.
Nice segue out of that,
we
Kevin.
We got to end with that.
Kevin, you come to my house. Oh. Not whatever you need.
Believe me, I'll be there.
We have blankets and tape.
Yeah. Safe space. Yeah, yeah.
Safe space.
Safe okay. space.
Yes, blankets.
Safe space and a blanket.
We got blankets.
Maybe a beer.
Multiple, and a beer.
Always blankets.
Comfort
beer.
I always have a couple beers. Okay. Yeah.
So. Beer's on there.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we would definitely like to thank Toby for talking about tarot.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And thank you so much for my reading. That was.
Anytime. We can do another one here in a minute.
I'm scared.
Don't hug me. I'm
why
scared.
Is it, there's not even supposed to be a horse card in this.
What is happening? Centaur? What is that, Shane?
Yeah, wait, he does have bells on his wrist. What the hell?
We haven't released his true form. No.
Wow.
Be sure to come by the Disdained Cedar Bundles at Paracon.
Yes.
Yes.
They're cedar beautiful. It's from a beautiful tree. And
so
I
far,
was
they're
very
responsibly
kind to the tree sold. While I was cutting its branches.
Amy's a hippie.
I was kind to
does,
it, and I spoke
she's
nice
very
to it
selective in the tree she hugs, apparently.
Yeah, well, because that one was a little stabby, and
oh, wow.
I'm, no.
So you only hug non-stabby trees.
Did you know that
I'm
I got
stabby.
A splinter in my pinky from that damn tree? That got infected, and I
had
to put
like
on,
you.
It doesn't like me, because
it knows.
I have a chainsaw waiting. She's
not
like,
yet. Calm down. We're making things, calm down, leave the tree alone right now, okay?
It's helping in your resourceful, ethically sourced business.
So if you want to save the tree, give us a note.
Just pass it up, away from me.
If we can raise enough money to have it put in Amy's yard, we will do it.
We should.
Transform
picture
the
tree with a jar.
Yeah.
And I can bring it, right? It's 50 tree. Feet. It's enormous
it's
tree.
It's
but
fair.
They got those trucks
like,
that just come in and they go.
The way that
it's
and
so
it,
cool to
how
have
far it spreads out, like the width. With its branches, I mean the trunk's not huge.
It's pretty big.
It's
I can't
big.
Get my arms
it's not
around
ginormous.
It.
Yeah, you can't.
It's big enough for you to hug.
But yes, you could hug it, but it's a little stabby. But its branches spread out very.
I'm up for the challenge. If you're up for the challenge, buy the cedar bundles.
Yeah.
There'll be a jar with a picture of this tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I'll
we'll
hug it for the photo, but you know, it is a beautiful tree. So.
Yeah.
Save
yeah.
the trees, y'all.
Whatever.
thanks everybody for listening.
Peace, love, and light.
Yeah.
The cedar.
Save the trees, except for the cedar.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to save the cedar, let us know.
Save it so we can
it can live longer. It can come and live with me.
The cedar of disdain.
And she can almost hug it.
With a lot of clothes on, like an extra hoodie. Because it can be a little stabby.
Yeah.
I had to admit that. Even when I was cutting it down, I had it all in my hands too. So I get it. So I need gloves while I continue to make some.
They're made with love.
They are made with love. Mm-hmm. Well,
partially.
As
love and disdain.
With love and infection. I still feel like.
Oh, wow. Love and infection.
Duality cedar.
We need to put that on a little, little card made with love and infection.
Love and
stitch that on a pillow.
So okay.
With a bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah. One lucky winner.
you can get an infection too. So, all right, everybody. Thank y'all so much for listening.
Thanks and, for joining us tonight.
Come see us at the Paracon. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of other things to see, not just us. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to you next week.
Stay spooky.
Night, y'all.